Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gabra.io, and I'm here today with Teresa Claussen, the co-founder of Worksphere. Good afternoon, Teresa.
Hi, Mark. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Was that an actual virtual background, or is that really behind you?
This is a virtual background. I like to call this my aspirational office. So all the plants in this office are actually alive. Second time.
Well, that's good. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah. So, you know, as you said, my name is Teresa Claussen. I'm one of the co-founders of Worksphere. My focus on the founder team is with growth. So I manage our sales team and customer success. And prior to Worksphere, I worked as the director of operations and customer success for a company called Lish, which is a tech-enabled office catering platform here in the Seattle area. So the founders of that company and I co-founded Worksphere last year at the start of the pandemic. With our last startup, we were working primarily with HR facilities and office managers. So after COVID hit, you know, those teams no longer needed office lunch, but they told us that managing a hybrid workplace was kind of the number one problem that companies were going to have moving forward. So we started working on that as a team, and we kind of pivoted our company and actually launched a new company out of it.
Wow, that's amazing. Because you think about it, that other company, it had to just basically dry up for months, right?
Yep, exactly. So we went from being kind of a $12 million ARR business to being a $0 ARR business in 2 weeks. So it was really scary. I think that we had a really amazing team, and we have a really amazing team that was able to kind of pivot with us. We had really close relationships with our clients, which we were able to, you know, leverage and work with them to come up with the concept for Worksphere. And then the other company is actually still going and coming back now. So as people are getting back to the office and needing office lunch again, we are kind of restarting that company and, you know, also working with teams to provide them lunch on the other side.
Wow. So was Lish a remote company, or was it did they have an office and everyone came into the office?
Yeah, we have an office with Lish. So it's interesting, two very different companies. So Lish was fully in person. The majority of our team were operations, delivery drivers and things like that. So a fully kind of in-person team with jobs that had to be done in person. With Worksphere, you know, we're a SaaS software product. So our team does have the option of being fully remote. And now Worksphere has kind of a blended team. So we do have office space. We actually share the space with Lish. And we, you know, have a hybrid model where we come in a couple days a week for the team that's in the Seattle area, but we've also had the advantage of being able to hire remote team members, particularly in engineering. As you know, Seattle is a very competitive market for engineers. So being able to kind of open us up to hiring engineers, not just here in Seattle, but around the world. And we have an engineer in Canada, and we have another that's in Southern California. And then some of our engineering team members are here. So that's given us a lot of flexibility.
And interesting, before the pandemic, would you have considered hiring remote engineers for Lish?
So I would say that my co-founders and I have a little bit of a different approach. So I think like they very much were more of an in-office kind of style. And we definitely all came into the office 5 days a week. And that was the expectation, especially with Lish. And I think that the pandemic has really opened our eyes to the opportunities of hybrid or remote work. So I don't think anyone has been missing that 5 day a week commute. I think that Seattle traffic is legendary for a reason. And it's because, you know, it's second to LA, I think, in most terrible traffic. So I think, you know, getting rid of that commute for our employees most days a week has been really great to spend more time with your family, or in my case, more time with my garden. But I also think that a lot of our team members were missing that in-person connection, in particular for the months that we were fully out of office. So moving back to having 1 day a week that we all spend together in the office, and then some of us optionally work a couple of other days in the week, has been really beneficial for morale and kind of that collaboration aspects of our team.
So cool. So, I mean, you've touched on what Worksphere does. So why don't you explain it in more detail and tell us who your typical customer is? I mean, Do you scale anywhere from 5 to 5,000, or do you have a sweet spot?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, Worksphere really enables businesses to create a safe and flexible hybrid workspace. So we have a workplace management platform that allows employees to schedule in-office time in the office, to reserve desks. It also gives them visibility to be able to see who else is coming into the office. And, you know, we do hotel desks, hot desks, all the way to assigned desks. We also offer some safety features. So, you know, as I mentioned, we started at the beginning of the pandemic with talking to office and HR managers about the issues that they were facing through the pandemic, post-pandemic. And one of the big needs was for things like COVID-19 symptom screening. Our product pushes, you know, notifications for people to take their symptom screening before they arrive to work. This is a legal obligation in several states now, including California, where you're at, Washington State, where I'm at. And then we've also released some other safety features like vaccine tracking, capacity planning, and capacity limits to ensure social distancing. And then businesses can use these insights to, you know, make sure that they're meeting regulatory needs and also to just make sure their office is the right size for the teams that they work with, and that when their teams do come into the office, that it does become kind of a collaborative space and that they can meet with the people they need to meet with in person.
Interesting. And do you work, like, do you have integrations with the WeWorks and the Regises and companies like that?
Yeah, we haven't built any of those yet, but it's been suggested to us. We do have several clients that are using us to manage their distributed teams in WeWorks, which has been really cool to see. So being able to, you know, say, hey, in this Regis location, we have 3 seats. In this Regis location, we have 5 seats or this WeWork. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being able to manage the availability of that space for their more remote distributed team members. Generally, the clients that we work with are, you know, anywhere from 15 employees, all the way up to 2,000. I would say that our sweet part is kind of in that, you know, above 50 to 100 to about 1,500 employees, depending on how many office spaces you have. You know, we found that when we went out there, there are actually a lot of enterprise tools that help with this that are focused on those super large companies, but the market was really missing tools for those mid-market size businesses that, you know, maybe didn't have the need for an office management platform before, but who are now flexible and hybrid, and it's been a new need.
And it's interesting because you're building this as you're probably using it too, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Yeah. We definitely
have your own trial.
For our own client. Yeah. So we drink the Kool-Aid. We are a hybrid team here at Worksphere. So we have, you know, as I mentioned, remote employees, in-office employees. Lish, we also use it for Lish. We do symptom screening for all of our delivery drivers every single day. We help manage symptoms. We help track vaccination records because we do emphasize vaccine use, especially because our delivery drivers are coming into contact with restaurant workers and other offices. So we want to make sure everyone's as safe as possible.
Wow. So it's interesting because it, you know, and I'm assuming you took the drive. Did you take the development team and a lot of the team from Lish and just bring them right over to Worksphere?
We did. Yeah. So, you know, our dev team, our engineers, two of them came over from Lish, and then we've actually hired more as we've been rapidly growing. And, you know, I would call us sister companies. I think that, you know, it's a complementary product. And, you know, we're excited that we got to keep as many team members as possible through this change and through the pandemic, which, you know, I know other companies have not been as fortunate. So we feel really grateful to have had that opportunity.
So, you know, it's funny because things were starting to open up and then it's kind of going back and forth now. Do you see more demand now, or has it leveled off?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of demand through the summer. So I've seen that there's really been kind of two big inflection points for a lot of companies. One was post July 4th. For some reason, a lot of companies were like, July 5th is our return date. We've also seen a lot of companies that are planning a post Labor Day return. But now, you know, with some large companies like Amazon, like Microsoft pushing back their official return, we are seeing people delay some of their official reopening plans. But what we've also seen is that there's a lot of employees at these companies who are struggling to continue to work from home. And that one of the biggest challenges in that is that they, you know, just don't have a good setup to work from home. You are in the Bay Area, I'm in Seattle. Real estate is expensive here. So people typically don't have like a full office set up in their house. So many people are like, hey, I need to work from an office, or I need to have a couple of days where I can spend that time away from my kids who are also trying to learn from home. And so we have seen offices more and more giving some provisional openings for those employees as well, and using Worksphere to help manage that when they don't have a full cohort in office.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, going forward, how do you see Worksphere is going to handle this? I mean, because you're obviously equipped for the hybrid model, right? Better than anybody probably. But do you think you're going to go back to the 9 to 5, or you think you're going to just continue to build on top of your platform and use it yourself and help, you know, be the beta customer?
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue, I would say, drinking our own Kool-Aid. Like, we definitely believe in hybrid work. We believe that it offers the best opportunity for people to have balance in their lives, to choose what works for them. We see that model working in a bunch of different ways too. So Worksphere offers the option to say, hey, you know, we require everyone to come in on these days and then the other days are flexible, or it's just a free for all, like you can come in whenever you want. What we've seen with a lot of our customers is that companies have seen a lot of success in saying, hey, you know, there's a minimum kind of required number of days in office per week for people who are in person, but you know, you can choose which days you want, or with your team, you can choose which days you want, and then distributing some of that management down to their supervisors and their kind of mid-level managers. I anticipate that Worksphere is going to be the same way. I don't think any of us want to go back to being 5 days in the office, but I am grateful for an office space that we can come in and collaborate in when we need to, like, all sit around a big whiteboard, or, you know, just to have lunch with your colleagues one day a week. It's really nice.
And it's interesting because there's been some other products that have started to take off because of this. And I could see you partnering with them. I won't plug any of them just in case, you're working with someone else. But, you know, I could see like a lot of synergies between you and some of the newer companies that are coming up, because I've done hundreds of podcasts and almost all of the people I've talked to say once everything gets back to normal, they do believe it'll be the hybrid model, because people... San Francisco also has some pretty bad traffic, right? And it's like a lot of people say, I just don't want to deal with that 1 hour commute anymore.
Absolutely. Or, you know, with the Delta variant, I don't want to sit on the BART for an hour every single day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, what we know from, you know, both from anecdotal evidence as well as surveys, you know, nationwide or global surveys, is that somewhere between 70 to 80% of knowledge workers say that they prefer a split office based and remote schedule. Mm-hmm. And eight out of 10 C-level executives think that increased flexibility is actually a benefit to their business, both in terms of hiring as well as reducing costs. I think many teams have that much of an impact on productivity. So I do think that organizations must adapt their spaces to create, you know, safe, flexible environments for employees to return to. But I don't actually think that it's possible to do efficiently and well, especially, you know, at that 100 employee or more size without software. Yeah. So, you know, things like just being able to see who's going to be in office today. If I'm feeling lonely at home and I spend an hour commuting to the office, I don't want to be lonely in the office. So just giving that visibility to employees is huge. I also think things like reducing the amount of office space you actually lease. When your lease comes up, if you have 100 spots, but on a max day, only 25 people come in, maybe you only need 30 spots and you can hotel desk and, you know, seat more flexibly. And, you know, that can help you cut costs. And then I think there's also an equity piece of, you know, being able to offer options for fully remote, flexible and hybrid work. And what Gaper does, which is help you, you know, hire remotely for some of those more hard to fill positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that are hard to find people in the Bay Area and the Seattle area.
Yep, exactly.
And it's interesting. Do you think that going forward, that's going to be more acceptable? Do you think, I think it is, and it just seems to be in general. People have the idea that, you know, they could be, you know, a state away from me, or they could be in another continent. Do you find that's true? Or do you think people are more like, I'd rather keep them in North America?
I think there's a blend. I think that there are some, you know, people, especially some executives that feel like, hey, you know, we definitely want people to all work in the same time zone, for example, or we want, you know, a really strong in-office culture. And I think for each company, they have to make the decision that works right for their team. But I do think that for companies that want to be competitive in terms of attracting the best talent, and also for companies that want their employees to be happy and feel balance in their lives, that this is really the right way to go. And I do think that most companies are moving to this. I think that companies, there are some companies who are moving to this without the help of software or without tracking their data. And for them, I think they're not realizing the benefits that they can realize with using software.
Yes. Yeah. And it's funny because they write, a lot of them do write software, but they don't think of
right.
Right. And, but they spend probably number of hours each week on email or phone calls or all that stuff trying to arrange these things.
Right.
Right. And I'm assuming that's what you do. You save them time and money.
Exactly. So, you know, we've seen companies that are like, oh, we're, you know, having to manually send out a survey every day. Mm-hmm. And we have to, you know, people have to sign up on a spreadsheet to say if they're going to be in office. And, you know, what we've seen with the companies we work with is, you know, you get back past like 15 people trying to do this and the system just breaks. It's not meant for that. So what WorkSphere does is it assists with that. And then it also just gives you a lot of flexibility with how you want to use your office space as you kind of transition to hybrid. And, you know, I think what we've also seen working with companies since January on this is that the model that people think they're going to go back with is usually not the model that sticks. So people, you know, report, hey, I want to go back to the office 5 days a week. And that's what they're saying. And then when they actually get the opportunity to do that, they end up coming in 1 day a week. Mm-hmm. So also being able to track the difference from employee sentiment and survey responses to employee behavior, actual behavior, is also, I think, a really crucial thing for companies as they're making this transition.
And you help them with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that WorkSphere does is it does just track, like, what days are your employees coming in? When they're coming in, who else is in? You can also, you know, do things like filter by team and department for all of that data. So you can see what teams are coming in most or least frequently, and then also compare that to your productivity data. So, you know, if I have a team that's in office all the time and is, you know, having better productivity than teams that are never in office, that's one thing. But we've also seen it go the opposite direction, where we've seen companies say, hey, you know, we realize that there are teams that are actually higher performing fully remote. And so we're moving in that direction for those teams. And I do think it really is on a job function by job function basis. Yeah. And there can't be kind of a universal thing for all companies or all employees. Like, each company has to adapt. It works for helps them do that. So we offer just a lot of flexibility on how you set up your organization within our tool.
And interesting, one of the other things, a very common theme I've heard talking to a lot of executives, is that one of the things they worry about is burnout of their employees. That, especially when the pandemic first hit, people didn't know what to do because they really couldn't do anything, so they just worked.
Yep.
And do you help with that at all?
You know, I don't know if that's something that we offer right now. I know that that's definitely a problem for me personally. I love working. And so, you know, I think that it is harder to turn off every day. But I do think one of the things that, you know, companies can do is just provide things like, you know, options to have an office space for people that are having a hard time setting those boundaries for themselves at home. You know, I know that for a lot of people that, like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, leave the office now and then I can kind of leave work, is important for them and important for their, you know, emotional health. And I also think another big piece of that emotional health is having good connections with your team members, whether those are in person or over the computer, being able to kind of see what your team is doing and where they're going to be. And, you know, for manager, being able to manage that as well, and being able as a manager to track your team and see, hey, you know, these people who are coming into the office maybe are doing better versus the ones that are fully remote, or maybe we need to, you know, address some other issues. I think that you know, that's a real benefit of having tools to help you manage hybrid work.
Yeah, very good. Well, Teresa, it's been fascinating talking to you. It's kind of interesting to hear. I mean, to hear a company that literally just pivoted basically 180 degrees and built the opposite product of what you originally were doing, right?
Yeah. You know, I think the great thing is that we're still working with the same audience. So, you know, I think we've been working for years now. You know, Lish was founded almost, I think, 9 years ago now. So with those HR teams, with facilities teams, with office teams. So really knowing the challenges they face and building a product that works for them is what we wanted to do. And, you know, as you mentioned, we've been kind of building the plane while flying it. So, you know, we're constantly adding new features to WorkSphere as people come back to office and figuring out what they need that they didn't anticipate needing, something like vaccine tracking, for example, which we weren't sure was going to be a need and now has become a huge need. You know, we were able to be nimble and kind of set up that feature and launch it within a month. So it's been exciting to just be able to be flexible and also to support companies during this challenging time and give some consistency for their employees and also for their managers to know what's happening.
Yeah, great. So, well, thank you again for your time and have a great week.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mark.